சந்தோஷம். தேங்க்யூ. ஸ்ரீ பகவான்ஸ் வேஸ் ஆர் ஆல்வேஸ் மிஸ்டீரியஸ், பட் ஹீ நெவர் லைக் அஸ் டு பி கேரிட் அவே பை தி மிஸ்டரி. ஸோ ஹீ யூஸ்வலி மேனேஜ் டு ஃபைண்ட் எ நார்மல் எக்ஸ்பிளனேஷன் ஃபார் ஹிஸ் மிராக்கிள்ஸ். தி எடிட்டர் அண்ட் மேனேஜிங் எடிட்டர் ஆஃப் தி ஆஷ்ரம் குவார்டர்லி, தி மவுண்டன் பாத், ஹேட் ஆம்பிள் எவிடென்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் மிஸ்டரிலெஸ் மிஸ்டரி in connection with the founding of that journal and indeed with its subsequent running also. When we called for suggestions to help us perform Kumbhabhishekam in a grand way, as it is only fitting that we should, one devotee suggested bringing out a souvenir. We asked him to undertake the project. Since he was not professionally fitted to do so, and it seemed beyond our competence. But the next post brought his letter of regrets that threw the responsibility back on us, and the very same night a strong feeling came that we ought to do this. But what sort of souvenir? Bhagwan provided the solution. A few days previously, one of the office staff on returning from Madras had brought back with him a souvenir of the Kumbhabhishekam of Vigneshwara temple, and this gave us a general idea. Yes, this Ramana souvenir would not be an ordinary souvenir with pompous articles, but every page of it should bring before us the sublime face and form, that profound gaze which captivated thousands, no matter what their race or religion, with its radiance of grace. So the problem was solved. Previously unpublished photographs should be brought to the knowledge alike to those who have seen that beatitude in his lifetime and those who have not. From the general idea, we came to practical problems. Our dear enthusiastic devotee Saidas was at hand with his offer to enlarge photos where necessary and to copy and touch up only in cases of absolute necessity when the original negative was damaged in some way, striving always for fidelity. He worked untiringly and has done a magnificent job. The cost of making blocks of so many photographs would have been very heavy, but again help came just when it was needed. Bhagwan's devotee, Sri Vishnupant K. Kadav of Shankar and Company, Bombay, readily agreed to bear the cost and assist in making the blocks in the best possible way. The success of the project owes much to his kind undertaking. The Jupiter Press Madras, who regularly print the Mountain Path and Ashram books, have also been a great standby. They have undertaken the work in a spirit of real dedication. We should be ungrateful if we did not convey our heartfelt thanks to our dear and long-standing devotee, Dr. T. N. Krishnaswamy, who was the official photographer of the Ashram in Bhagwan's lifetime. These photographs were his form of service and dedication and mean much to him. There have been other photographers too, such as Mrs. P.R.S. Mani and Gigi Welling, but he was the principal one and most of the photographs are his handiwork. We owe to Arthur Osborne our particular thanks for promptly and expertly editing the various articles that have gone in, and his enthusiastic cooperation, encouragement and able guidance throughout this project. We also owe our heartfelt thanks to an anonymous but abiding devotee who offered timely financial aid to bring out the souvenir. May Sri Bhagwan bless him. We bow down to each one who has helped in bringing out this souvenir successfully. We appreciate the goodwill of all those who, though far from affluent, have contributed their part by making out a page in it, and all those who have written a page of appreciation. To all of them, we say simply, Santosham. Why Santosham? On the very last day of Bhagwan's physical life, he said this word to one of his personal attendants, Santosham, I am pleased. The attendant was taken aback, so Bhagwan explained. The English have a word, thank you, but we say simply Santosham. Should you not follow our master's example? Santosham, Santosham, Santosham. Sri Ramanarpanamastu. There reigns perfect peace when thou showerest nectar by thy pellucid moon-like gentle smile. Life pours forth from the incomparable grace of thy steady and shining eyes. Thy unswerving abundance as the self in the hot lotus sheds irresistible glory all round. O Ramana, what kind of silence is this? It has no parallel on earth, my Lord. Kavya Kanta Ganapati Muni. Arunachala, thou dost root out the ego of those who meditate on thee in the heart, O Arunachala. Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. Sarvam Sri Ramanarpanamastu.